Well, good evening, class. We're going to be discussing the subject of the reviling of Aaron and Miriam. We're still going along the line of Old Testament instances of rebellion. A couple of weeks before, we dealt with the instances of strange fire with the two sons of Aaron and how they offered strange fire before the Lord, and they were destroyed by the Lord because they did not honor their father. And the week before that, we dealt with Noah and his three sons and how his younger son uncovered, instead of covering his father's neck, and because he found his father uncovered in his tent, he went out and told his brothers without, therefore leading to rebellion and the sin of reviling. And so this week here, we're going a little bit further. We're dealing with Miriam, Moses, and Aaron. We're coming out of the 12th chapter of the book of Numbers. In this lesson, we're showing you these instances. And hopefully next week, I'd like to deal further with the rebellion of Korah, Dathan, and Abiram. These all was officials under Moses. They worked under Moses. They were representatives. They were leaders in the tribe. And so Moses had to deal with them. And so we're going to deal with Aaron and Miriam today. And the difference is they were family members. And this is also my point. I want to stress this is an isolated incident. Isolated mean it was not dealing with a corporate body of people. Like we're going to deal with Korah, Dathan, and Abiram. There was a whole congregation, a partial congregation that rebelled against Moses. And we're going to see how God dealt with it on a singular basis. And we're going to see on an individual basis. And we're going to see how God dealt with it on a corporate basis. More people were involved. Therefore, more people were destroyed. More people were dealt with by God harshly because of their rebellion. And so without any further of me explaining what we're going through, turn your Bibles to Numbers 12, and we're going to start reading, beginning at that first verse, class, because you need to see the whole picture. I might do quite a bit of reading, but we're going to get quite a bit of understanding through our reading. Okay, verse 1 says, and Miriam and Aaron spake against Moses because of the Ethiopian woman whom he had married. For he had married an Ethiopian woman. And they said, had the Lord indeed spoken only by Moses? Has he not spoken also by us? And underline this in your Bible. And the Bible says, and the Lord heard it. I'm going to go a little bit ahead of the lesson because it's sometimes if you don't say things at the particular instance, you might lose it down the line. Rebellious words, Brother Nee said in the book, if you reading the book, ascend directly to heaven and are heard by God. So I don't care whatever a person speaks, whether it's good or evil, God hears it. And not only does he hear it, he has to judge those things which are evil. And I don't care if it's done in the privacy of your home, in your closet. I don't care if it's among special friends that you associate with on a one-on-one basis. It doesn't matter. God hears it. So we can't, or our words can't be hid from God. I don't know why sometimes people think God doesn't hear everything, you know, because you can't escape God. He's everywhere at the same time. So God heard it. And the Bible put that, and the Lord permitted that be put in the Bible for a reason, just to let us know. And these instances are divinely printed by the Holy Ghost in the Bible. So I like what Paul say. So there can be instruction for us, so we don't do likewise. You know, Paul said that they were example for us. I think 1 Corinthians 10, he was talking about Moses and the children of Israel. He said they were written for our instances, for our benefit. So God permitted these things to be printed. You know, these are not fairy tales. These are not something God just made up just so we can have something to look at. These things really transpired. These things really happened. These people really were dealt with. And sometimes you don't see the significance of it because apostle says something I'll never forget. He said, don't read the Bible like a history book. The Bible is a mystery book. It had to be unfolded. It had to be revealed. So God does everything for a particular person. So, and the Lord heard it. I know I said a whole lot. Now the man Moses was very meek above all the men which were upon the face of the earth. Now, you notice this is in parentheses. Now, some Bible teachers said these things are put in parentheses to emphasize or to clarify certain things, you know, so we can, for our understanding. So it was this thing talk about Moses' character, which seemed like it had nothing to do with the lesson about Miriam and Aaron speaking against Moses. They didn't, and the thing is, they didn't think they were really speaking against Moses on God level. You see, they thought they were just talking among sister and brother, not understanding the position of Moses, not really recognizing Moses' status at this time that God had put him in, his elevated position of authority. And so sometimes family members don't recognize that in you. Jesus made a statement. He said, a prophet is not without honor. Is not without honor in his own family, among kinfolks, kindreds, because they can't make the switch. All they see is little brother, you know. One of my older sisters, she's going home to be with the Lord right now, and she would get. She was a member of our church, and she would get in front the members of the church, you know, because she knew just about practically everybody. And she made this statement, oh, my little baby brother. Yeah, she was about 15 years older than me. I was a baby brother. And she may have changed my diapers when I was little. But in the ministry, she won't let everybody know that she has some authority over me. And I never could say anything to her on a spiritual level because she didn't see me on a spiritual level. I just thought I'd throw that out there. Some real life instances. I told you, being a baby of 11, you get to experience a lot, especially when you get older. And the Lord spake suddenly unto Moses, unto Aaron, and unto Miriam, come out ye three unto the tabernacle of the congregation, and they three came out. Now, sometimes people speak rebellion so often, it become a part of their vernacular, a part, they're rebellious at heart, and it become a norm, a common conversation to them sometimes. With that being said, sometimes they speak so freely. That's the word I'm looking for. Sometimes about situation that they don't even realize that they're speaking in error. And because they're so comfortable in talking and saying things that they don't recognize the error. And so when God called them out on the carpet, those three, Miriam had no idea it was about her and about things, that, something that she had done, because it took, for her, it seemed like things of the ordinary. That's just my little baby brother. She was an elder brother to Moses. That's my little baby brother. I can tell him things. And that's what my older sister thought. That's just my little baby brother. Yeah, yes, I was in the flesh her little baby brother. But also, God had put me in a position of authority. And she never recognized it. Just like Miriam never recognized. No, she didn't turn to leprosy or anything. as Miriam did, but I'm just to show you the instances of sometimes, you know, the folly of people sometimes. They just don't understand spiritual things. But this apostolic that apostle is bringing us into is unfolding and uncovering things that we just took for granted in time past. And the Lord came down, the fifth verse, in a pillar of the cloud and stood in the door of the tabernacle and called Aaron and Miriam, and they both came forth. Now, they both stand before the entrance of the tabernacle, and now God is calling Aaron and Miriam before them, before himself. And he said, "Hear it now, my word. Hear now, my word." Now, I always like to say this when I get to this. I've heard your words. Now, hear my word. You see, God is making an exchange with them, but they still don't quite understand the folly of the error. "Hear now, my words. If there be a prophet among you, I, the Lord, will make myself known unto him in a vision and will speak unto him in a dream." Now, listen to this, what God about to say. This is something they have not really recognized here, what God is about to tell them, because I don't think they saw this in Moses. I don't think they had insight into the position of Moses that God had placed him in. They still had him in an ordinary position, as an ordinary brother, ordinary man. They didn't see him as one of God's spokesperson, God's leader. And I really believe that. He said, "My servant Moses is not so." But when they heard it out of God's mouth, it took another connotation. When it came out of God's mouth, "My servant Moses is not so, who is faithful in all my house." My goodness, wouldn't you love the Lord to say that about you? Which is faithful in all my house. You know, I can say that about Apostle through my years of serving him, that I've seen him and he's been faithful in all God's house, far as I know, you see. And I looked upon with great reverence and great respect. "My servant Moses is not so." I like that statement. Listen at this now. "Who is faithful in all my house." I don't know about you, class, but it's cold here in Louisiana today. And you see me wiping my nose. I just come out of the cold. "With him will I speak mouth to mouth, even apparently, and not in dark speeches. And the similitude of the Lord shall he behold. Wherefore, then, were you not afraid to speak against my servant Moses?" Well, God was giving them a revelation. He was revealing to them Moses' position with him. And obviously, they had not known the experience that Moses had on the mountain when he met God face to face, when God spoke to him face to face. Evidently, they had not seen and had not understood exactly the call that God had put upon him. Therefore, the respect wasn't there. The fear, that's why he said, were you not afraid that you didn't have any fear to speak against my servant Moses? We need to recognize, especially families who's under the authority of a family, someone God had put in position, and they're your leader, and you're in the congregation. Well, you don't get no special favors, not in the things of God. No, and you must recognize the revelation that God is showing Aaron and Miriam about Moses, who he was. Sometimes we don't even know who's among us. Sometimes we don't even know the people that God has placed before him. Paul says something, and I think this is relevant to what God is telling Miriam. Paul says something in the book of Hebrews. I'm not going to lose the scripture. He said, know them which labor among you. Now, that's a powerful statement. Know them which labor among you. So you have to come to a place of realization and recognize those who labor among you, that they're a call of God. And even though they're men or women, they're not ordinary men or women. They're men and women that have been separated and called by Almighty God. And you must have that reverence and that respect and that honor for them to know that they're God's spokesperson. Now let me go a little further. And look what else happened. The ninth verse says, and the anger of the Lord, my goodness, it seemed like it was a small matter, what Miriam said. Let's back up. I'm going to back up. Let's see what Miriam said. I think she said, had the Lord only spoken by you, Moses? Let's see what verse it is. Yeah, second verse, which they were talking about, trying to complain to Moses about this Ethiopian woman, saying you should never have married this woman. That's what they were saying. And they said, had the Lord indeed spoken only by Moses? Had he not spoken also by us? It seemed like such a small thing. That's my point. It seemed like such a small thing that the Lord dealt with at this time. It almost seemed like it was a small matter. It may have been a small matter for Miriam speaking out before Moses and Aaron, but it wasn't a small matter unto God. God took this very personal. And so we have to be mindful of those things we speak. Can you see that, Claire? Had the Lord spoken only by Moses? My goodness. Had he not also spoken by us? Yeah, he may have. He may have in certain time. But now I'm going back to the ninth verse. But now he has separated Moses. And you must see the separation. And the anger of the Lord was kindled against them, and he departed. And the cloud departed from off the tabernacle. That's the presence of God. The cloud represents the presence. And when the cloud departed, something happened. Behold, Miriam became leprous, white as snow. And Aaron looked upon Miriam. Behold, And behold, she was leprous. My God. This happened in an instant of time. This happened in a split second. One moment, mere complexion is planned and smooth and normal. And when the cloud departed, I guess they were watching, and she looked, they looked again, and Miriam was to turn to a leper. My goodness, maybe you never seen a leper. It's a skin disease, and it's deterioration of the skin. And so Aaron looked upon him, and look, and Aaron said unto Moses, I got the revelation now. I know who you are, Moses. Yeah. Sometimes God got to shake people up a little bit so they can recognize anointings on people. I know who you are, Moses. And Aaron said, at last, my Lord. Now he's not my little brother anymore. He's my Lord. I beseech thee, lay not the sin upon us. Lay not the sin upon us, wherein we have done foolishly. You see it? And therein we have sinned. Sometimes you got to become a leper before you can recognize your sin. What that mean? Sometimes God got to put you in a position where the consequences of rebellion will fall upon you. Sometimes you have to go through a period of correction and then recognize authority. Sometimes you got to be set on the side for a moment. See, no, you can't serve anymore. For a while. You on probation. Sometimes your leaders got to put you on probation for a while so before you can recognize the seriousness of a certain matter. You see, certain things you can't say. But if it's in your heart, you're going to say it. And so we got to be mindful of what we say. So God allows some things on purpose. And sometimes He allowed Miriam to become leprous. Aaron saw it. Miriam felt it. And now Moses see another side of God when it comes to authority. It humbles him even more to see what God had done. I'm going to say this, class. I never started before. On his behalf. God did this on Moses' behalf. You see it? But right now, Moses don't see the benefit of it right now because that's my sister. My sister is leprous. My goodness. If God judged my sister, what are you going to do to others? And sometimes people don't recognize that. My goodness. I see the seriousness of certain things. Now Aaron's still talking. I'm going to read it again, verse 11. And Aaron said unto Moses, at last, my Lord, I beseech thee, lay not, talking to Moses, lay not sin upon us, wherein we have done foolishly, and wherein we have sinned. Let her not be as one dead, of whom the flesh hath consumed when he cometh out of his mother's womb. And Moses responded now. And Moses cried unto the Lord, saying, hear her now, O God, I beseech thee, I beg thee. And the Lord said unto Moses, if her father had but spit in her face, should she not be ashamed 7 days? Well, what is God saying here? God saying, even though I'm a healer, Moses, she must see the consequences of her sin. She must see the consequences of her error. And look, I'm going to stop here at this point. Even though it seemed like a small thing that Miriam had said, Aaron was in the group because he listened to it. Sometimes people think because they don't say anything, they're not held accountable. Sometimes you held accountable for hearing those things without saying anything to make correction. And when you don't say anything, it's like I'm in agreement with what you're saying. I just, because the Bible don't record Moses, Aaron saying anything. But sometimes don't put your ears, don't let your ears connect with rebellious words from others. You know, separate yourself. See, now many times people are getting, have come in my midst and won't speak Iranian word, even about my apostle. You know how I respond? Hold that. I stop them. Let them know I'm not going to stand here and permit you to speak about my spiritual leader. So you hold that conversation. And matter of fact, this conversation is over. And I disperse myself out of their presence. That's how I handle it. I don't know how you do. But I don't permit people to speak. Well, you say, well, they got a right to say what I don't even try to defend them. I stop them and get out of their presence. Because you can't correct a fool, the scriptures say, in his folly, in his foolishness, in his ignorance. So if you don't know how to handle certain things, just put a stop. Hold that. Don't speak no more because you're condemning yourself. Help them if you can help them. But if you can't help them, disperse yourself. Exit yourself. I ain't going to get too far today, Clem. Exit yourself from this situation. And Miriam, well, let me finish this 14th verse. And the Lord said unto Moses, if her father but spit in her face, should she not be ashamed 7 days? Let her be shut out from the camp 7 days, and after that, let her be received in again. Now, I'm going to make a point here. Now, this point is not in the book. Rebellious word, you notice the whole caravan didn't move as long as Miriam was going through her consequences of her error. The caravan was shut down for 7 days. Now, here's my point. Rebellious words or rebellion, listen to this now. Rebellion does not stop the work of God. It can't. Why? Because God will cease to be God if you let rebellion stop his work. God, if God created a whole nother generation, we're going to find that out when we come next week. I hope I get to it. With Korah dead in the bottom. He wanted to destroy the whole company and make a whole new people. So God just don't need something to do his will. He will lack you to be involved in it, but God just don't have to have you. God just didn't have to have Miriam. God just didn't have to have Aaron. No, God could have raised somebody else right in the midst. But God chose not to. He wanted to use you. But he wants you to walk in the way that pleases him. So, Miriam was shut out the camp for 7 days. After that, he said, let it be received in again. And now the caravan can move again. And Miriam was shut out from the camp 7 days, and the people journeyed not. You see it? The people journeyed not until Miriam was brought in again. And after the people removed from Hazareth and pitched in the wilderness of Paran. I didn't even get to my notes, Claire. But I tell you what, I think I'm gonna have to continue this next time we meet together. Because it's so much important. I got to get to my notes. I just had to read the scripture. So you have to see that rebellious words will not stop the work of God, but slow it down. And so God always knows how to bring correction to his people. So class, you've been a good class, and I'll see you next time. God bless you.